Phone Boy Speaks, episode 458, Fiber to the Press release. Carl Bode, who writes for Tech Dirt and DSL Reports, I love his stuff because he cuts through the bullcrap of telecom PR. And you know, his recent piece he did in, on Tech Dirt is called Fiber to the Press release, which if you look at what Google and AT&T and some of these other companies have done, that's pretty much all it is, right? They have taken existing infrastructure and they've, you know, they may have extended it a little bit and done a couple of high profile rollouts and said, hey, look, we've deployed gigabit broadband. And you know, the reality is the vast majority of people don't have anywhere near gigabit broadband. They're not going to have gigabit broadband anytime soon. And all these companies are doing is just basically posturing. But and the real reason is it's really simple, guys. It's hard to roll fiber. It's hard to roll out new infrastructure. I mean, it took AT&T decades to, you know, with government mandates for universal service to get the kind of, you know, the kind of, you know, landline infrastructure that we have. And now, you know, we need to turn it over to fiber. I mean, that's going to take, you know, let's face it, it's going to take even more, you know, another several decades before that ever occurs. And who knows, they might come out with something better than fiber in that period of time. So, This is the reality, guys. It's short of, you know, governments doing it, and you know, and when municipalities want to do it, you know, AT&T and Comcast and stuff get all uppity and say no, that can't happen, and they've convinced legislators to pass laws to prevent municipalities from wiring themselves. I mean, you know, the status quo, unfortunately, is probably going to stay the way it is for, you know, the near future, and you know, probably, you know, you know, maybe by the time I'm old and gray, they'll do it, and it's, you know, or we'll switch over to wireless entirely. I mean, this is the challenge we have, guys, is that it's hard to roll out physical infrastructure. There's no two ways about it, and you know the United States is pretty big too. I mean, it's going to take a long time to do, and you know, and I don't know that any of these companies have the intestinal fortitude to do it, or they don't have the motivation to do it. I mean, they're going to make pennies on the dollar, and you know, the only reason AT&T rolled out as much phone service as they did is because they had a mandate from the government to do it. They were given a monopoly, and that for part of that bargain was that they provide universal service. And none of these companies that are out there have that mandate anymore. And the fact that, you know, the few that do for voice service are trying to get out of it. So, yeah, maybe I'm just being pessimistic, and I'm hoping that I'm wrong, and that and we actually do see gigabit internet, and you know, for most of us in the U.S. anyway, we'll have access to it at some point in our lifetimes. But I'm just real skeptical that it's really just going to be, you know, fiber to the press release for the vast majority of Americans, and that's sad, but it seems to be the reality.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.